Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
And, you know, we talk about this all the time because investors are always looking for businesses that have great potential.
Yes, yes. And, you know, in recent times, investing in a fintech company has brought heaps of benefits for its investors.
And right here in Singapore, we have EDBI, the dedicated corporate investment arm of the Singapore Economic Development Board.
Yeah, so just a couple of weeks back, it was announced that fraud protection fintech Vista has secured an incremental investment from EDBI. So this investment will fuel the startup's expansion plans across the Asia Pacific.
But coupled with a recent $125 million equity investment from private equity firm Goldfinch Partners, these fresh funds can help the Portland based firm expand its fraud and approval enhancement platform across the Asia Pacific region through its new regional headquarters, which is based right here.
Let's find out a little bit more about this company. Shabab Mohades, General Manager Asia Pacific of Vista, is on the line. Shabab, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Manisha, Elliot. I'm good. How are you guys?
We are doing great this Tuesday morning, and we're very excited to find out more about Vista. You guys are a fraud protection firm. What else can you tell us about it?
That's exactly what we are. We really work on protecting our customers against online payment fraud. So one of the things that we do is we use our state-of-the-art data science capabilities in a supervised and unsupervised machine learning format, and we kind of look at a transaction online, look at the veracity of that transaction, and basically tell our customers whether it's a good transaction or a bad transaction. And when we say it's a good transaction, we stand by that transaction and we cover it for full chargeback liability protection. And that's what we've been doing over the last 25 years.
Like a semi-insurance kind of thing?
Very interesting. Well, look, you made your first foray into Asia Pacific in January this year, and then you've set up your regional headquarters in Singapore, which is great news. Why did you choose this place?
Well, I think Singapore is, location-wise, it's very strategically placed. You can get to different destinations very quickly. The infrastructure in Singapore is great for a company setup. It's easy to do business here. And the talent pool, it's amazing. You know, with the hub, fintech hub being based out of here, you get to look at a great talent pool. And those were the reasons why we chose Singapore as our corporate headquarters for Asia Pacific.
I wanted to ask, you know, what gives you guys the edge? And earlier on, you were telling us a little bit more about Vista, the fraud protection and all that. Correct me if I'm wrong. It sounds like you guys have, it's like a semi-insurance where, you know, you sort of insure against the transaction because you've deemed it as a good transaction. Have I understood that correctly?
Well, I mean, yeah, I take the insurance element out. I would just say that, yeah, I mean, we do stand by our approvals. I think one of the key things that our customers love to see is, you know, how do you become a progressive fraud technology that helps us drive more approvals? And that's what we do, right? We focus a lot on our customers' revenue side of the equation. Our technology being how progressive it is and how strong it is, and the ability for us to detect fraudulent transactions and be ahead of the bad guys helps us stand by that tech, and hence we are able to guarantee all the approvals that we make. Some cases you would look at it as an insurance, but we kind of look at it more as a value of our technology and how strong it is.
Right. I guess I was coming from a very extremely layman point of view, but could you tell us a little bit more about how big you think this market is, this fraud protection market? How far can we go with it?
I mean, listen, if you look at latest data out into the marketplace, I mean, the opportunity in Southeast Asia, the way the e-commerce transactions are proliferating, you're looking at $200-$300 billion of gross merchant volume projection. So, you know, traditionally what we see is fraud is about 2 to 5% of that, mm-hmm. of that sales. So you can do the math, it's immense, and it's going to continue to be that. And in Southeast Asia, with the growth of, you know, traditional e-commerce merchants, non-traditional partners that are driving the growth, you're going to see the demand for fraud technology proliferate quite a bit. So we see huge opportunity, and we're excited about that.
I mean, just to be very clear, and so that our listeners know exactly what we're talking about, can you describe what sort of fraud we're talking about? What are some of the forms that it comes in?
Yeah, I mean, I think the common types of fraud you see in Asia Pacific, especially in Southeast Asia, you'll have account takeovers where somebody will go and illegally access someone's account and then do a whole bunch of fraudulent transactions with that. you'll have chargeback fraud, right, where somebody's using compromised credentials and then going into a e-commerce site and using those transactions to make fraudulent purchases. You'll have mobile fraud. You know, we are a very mobile-centric region, and you'll have people do a combination of the above two that I mentioned and hack a mobile account and do a whole bunch of fraudulent transactions. So those are the types of fraud that we see quite a lot in Asia Pacific and around the world. And those are the common ones that I could kind of highlight.
Okay, so Shabab, I'm going to just load two questions on you in one. So the first part really is, how does Singapore compare to the rest of the region in terms of the kind of fraud that we're subjected, like the levels of fraud that we're subjected to here, as opposed to perhaps the rest of the ASEAN region? And also, how do you detect it?
Oh, that's a great question. Both. So first of all, I would say Singapore is not small when it comes to fraud. It is kind of hovering around the lower end of that 2% that I mentioned. So it's probably around the 1% range. However, the other parts of the world and in ASEAN region, you're probably looking at 2+, right? So that's where I would say Singapore stacks. So it's not small. There's a lot of fraud here today. And when it comes to the technology, we kind of look at it in two parts. We have what we call the unsupervised and supervised machine learning kind of approach to detecting fraud. This is where, you know, we have learned behaviors where we have our patterns that tell you if it's a good or a bad transaction. And then the algorithms and the AI determines how the machine is kind of leveraging many data points and coming up with, signals to say, hey, this is a good or a bad transaction. So that's one approach. The second thing is the way we deliver our models. So we use an ensemble algorithm methodology. It's fully automated, so we can make models run for a specific use case in milliseconds and provide that determination on whether a transaction is good or bad. And we use a variety of vectors. So you would look at behavioral analytics. We look at the specific transaction data. And then we look at, you know, our third-party data enrichment partners to kind of augment what we have. And with those combinations of things, we come back and provide that decision, in milliseconds.
Shabab, I watch a lot of movies, and in the movies, the bad guys like to bounce IP addresses. Have you been able to find where most of the fraud is coming from?
It's all over. It's really all over. So we've seen fraudsters from Mexico try to penetrate into Singapore. We've seen fraudsters in Vietnam go into the U.S. We've seen fraudsters in Europe come to the Philippines. So it's all over the place. And yeah, we do use our deep link technology that I mentioned that kind of tracks that. And so it's all over. It's really interesting what these guys do and how our technology stays ahead of the curve to make sure that we're always able to kind of detect them.
How has it been since the outbreak of COVID-19? Have we seen an increase in fraud detection since the pandemic hit?
Yeah, we have actually. So as more and more companies are going online, you are seeing fraudsters follow. And fraudsters love vulnerability in the infrastructure. And as these customers go online, they just don't have the know-how or the tech to protect them. So we have seen increases in fraud across the world, and it's not a surprise.
On a more positive note, Singapore's EDBI recently made a strategic investment in Vesta. Could you tell us a little bit about this deal and what were some of the strong points that stood out for EDBI that made them want to invest in you guys?
Yeah, we were very fortunate to have a partner like EDBI be a strategic investor. And, you know, a couple of the key things that I would say, you know, made EDBI that choice partner, one is their connections and know-how in this part of the world that helps us really accelerate our ability to meet more partners, get our technology known to this part of the world. So that's one. The second one is really the ability for them to help us grow more in Singapore. So those were kind of the big ones that I would just call out.
Okay. And so with all of this backing and support, the question becomes, what next? You know, so far as Singapore goes, what are some of your plans in the pipeline?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, this is going to be our headquarters regionally. We are looking to expand here, both from a resource standpoint, as well as bring some of our thought leadership here. There's going to be some data science things that we are going to build here that is going to support the world. So we're very excited about those things. And obviously, you know, with Singapore being our base, now we can reach out to the markets in Southeast Asia, which we are. We can move into Australia, North Asia. So we're very excited about those things.
Well, we certainly wish you the best of luck. We need more people like you helping to prevent fraud. We've been speaking with Shabab Mohades, who is General Manager, Asia Pacific at Vesta. Shabab, thank you for your time. Take care and stay safe.
Thanks, guys.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.